When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Like right here, just pay attention to us. The middle children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jollis.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is middle children. Wow. Sometimes it works, Chris.
I mean, so I feel like,
whoosh.
Some might say, yeah, I'm getting better.
I would.
At my vocals.
That's what I would say, actually.
It just seems like I'm ready to audition for American Idol, kind of.
You've been ready. That's how I feel. I feel like you are literally outside the door doing a few little...
Unique.
Mommy made me mash my M&M's.
Sally sells seashells by the seashore. Sally sells seashells by the seashore.
So that's the thing. You're ready to rock.
That is the thing. I'm ready to rock. Yeah. Jesse, how are you? You look thin.
Okay. And that, thank you for that. Thank you for that.
You do. You look thin in the face.
Thin in the face. This is the new thing. I'm like, what if I was thin? And that's, I just sort of left it out there. And I said, what if, Jesse, you were not even just thinner, even just a little thinner? Because I'm not going to lie to you. When quarantine started, I said, I'm going to eat whenever I'm sad. Mm-hmm. And so when summer hit and I said, let me throw on a pair of shorts, and all my shorts were like, bitch, no, and nothing fit. My body changes so quick. It's a miracle. So yeah, nothing fit. And I said, okay, this is a moment that we could just sort of look in the mirror and decide. And then when I came home, my mom's eating healthy. We're like eating healthy together. And I'm not weighing myself, but I feel better.
Well, that's what's important.
Thank you for saying I look thin. You know that's literally my number one.
Well, I know, but it's true. I wouldn't say it if it wasn't true. And
thank
you, know,
you.
I'm glad. How are things working out
down in Maryland?
Down in the, yeah.
Well, I just got a talking to this morning, actually. Thank you for asking. Where my mom was like, so, dishes, kitchen stuff. Because, like, we were cooking together, right? Mm-hmm. And then... you know, and then I was just like,
you reverted back to high school.
I reverted back where I thought I'll come down when I hear dinner's ready, because am I really helping that much? Blah, blah, blah. So last night my mom got angry and then everyone was angry. And so I think that now I'm just going to always do the dishes. And I said, Jesse, this is a moment to be an adult and to just not clap back. Mm-hmm. And so I said, okay.
That's fair.
Yeah, I'm mature. I'm trying, you know, and I think it's a middle child in me. First thing I do is I want to compare. Like, so I'm like, well, dad doesn't cook and dad doesn't clean. That's what I want to do. Okay. That's what I want to do. But then I say, Jesse, stop it.
It's not the time.
It's not the time. I don't know when the time is, but it's certainly not now. Couldn't be.
Yeah, that's, I get that. That's the same.
Yeah.
Well, my mom will always be like, I'll help with cooking and the cleaning and all of that. But and then she says to my dad, you're going to be really shit out of luck when Chris is gone because, you know, he's not doing anything. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. I am going back up, I think, tomorrow night.
Good. I love that for you. You've been there too long now.
It's been a while. It's been what?
Do you have everything you need to go back?
I do. I also have some things there that I need, like ring lights and stuff for filming. So I do have to go back. I have to do that. And then, you know, we'll see.
And then you'll stay down there for a little, right?
Yeah, I'll stay up for a while.
Stay up. Why not?
Yeah. So, why not? You know, who knows? But yeah, it'll be a nice little change of pace.
I think it'll be such a nice change of pace. I think that every day I'm surprised with the pacing. The pacing, what's happening. You know, when I sit out on the back porch and there are crickets who are screaming bloody murder.
They get so loud.
The crickets here, I'm like, someone needs help. I'm pretty sure. This isn't like a cricket. It's like,
maybe they're trying to speak to you. Maybe it's, I don't know.
Well, you know, I think I'm a witch. I really do. I think I have a witch-like vibe, and I think that I was a witch, and I think that sometimes I need to tap into that witchness. And sometimes, yeah, I'm like, are the crickets trying to tell me something?
What if you could train the crickets?
I would love to train the crickets. Can you imagine?
Can you imagine if you could train them to, like, compliment you and stuff?
Compliment me, maybe even do some voodoo to a guy, make them like back.
Or they all go to his house like a herd of locusts. And
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he can't sleep. And then I come over and I'm like, Kiko! And they all go away. He's like, are you magical? And I'll be like,
what do you mean? I was just walking by at 2:00 in the morning in your neighborhood.
I didn't even figure that. But yeah, I guess the way you said it, it does seem as though I have some magical powers.
If you're
going to
call me magical, I guess maybe I'm a little bit magical.
Is that my nickname? I'll respond.
I mean, do I have higher powers? Yes. Do I have a connection with the outside world? 100%.
100% I do. Yes, I do know what's happening at all times. So yeah, I think that could be me, Chris.
Speaking of... Are you dating anyone? What's going on?
Chris. Well, I did. I'm now texting with this guy who
William?
I love. He's remember William?
Barely.
I know. Broke well, William, my heart. Well, the thing about William is he doesn't have social media, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have social media. I'm sure he would have reached out if he did. I can't imagine. Such a plea of love, not getting a reply.
He
also, I'm obsessed with the Facebook group. Everybody on the Facebook group is so funny.
Wait, I was also looking at it last night, and there's like a little community.
It's a community. I think that I'll just speak for myself, and I'll say, first of all, there's a guy on there that I think you should check out, okay? Because he's 6'2", and he builds things. Okay, and he's nebbish, identifies as nebbish.
He's in the
but
group?
He's in the group. This is what I'm going to say.
Fan?
He's a fan. I obviously reached out to flirt, and then he was like, I'm gay. And I thought, I actually have somebody, ding, 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 that might work out for you.
But I feel like if he wanted to reach out, he knows
Chris,
me.
You're intimidating.
I'm not intimidating.
You are. You don't check your DMs. Let's be real. Everybody DMs me to be like, can you tell Chris? I'm like, okay, I think I'm a secretary at this point. And that's fine. It's fine.
I check my DMs just like not on a regular basis. And so then by the time I do, sometimes things are gone or, you know, things are back.
I understand.
But that's my fear, Jesse, is that he's going to expect... you know, we're performers. We're not always.
I know. Bleh. I know.
We're not always turned on. So
of course.
The thing I'm like, what if he's disappointed?
He won't. He would never be. He lives in Texas, so you got that nice long distance thing. So you'll be like social cyber for a little.
Oh my God! Have you heard the Dixie Chicks song "Texas Man"? The new one.
No, but I bet that's us.
I bet that's exactly what...
I bet that's him. Like, I think that really could be you.
Texas, man.
Well, I got one for you.
Well,
Check that out. But what I was going to say is I think that as a community, I really want us to just see if we could expand on the straight male demographic. You know what I'm saying?
Never been my audience. It's not my audience and it never will be, honey.
I know.
Jessie, but that's I think the problem you with have me. To give up on that dream I know. Really quickly.
I did a live show one time where I said straight single men get in for free. We didn't give out any free tickets, but the point is I was prepared to.
Do you know that my personal Instagram, my followers are 91% women?
I bet that's the same with me. And any guy who's ever said anything nice and then I immediately am like, are you hitting on me? The number one response after is, aw, sweetie, I'm gay. Every time. I mean, and I love that for me. Well, but I also wonder, what would it be like?
I think most straight males yeah. only like comedy from other straight males because they
That's
are
true.
Commonly known as the worst.
That's commonly referred to as
the worst.
The worst. So, and so I know. But what I'm saying is, well, then, you know, the group could be a perfect dating ground for you.
It, you know, I never thought of it because I feel like they're a very special group. I don't want
to. They're funny. Everything they're posting is funny. I'm like, I'm sorry. This is funny.
Yeah, I don't want to disappoint.
You're not going to disappoint.
So that's why I would be nervous to date within the family, if you will.
We'll make sure they subscribe and review first. Obviously, we don't want that to backfire. What if
they find out, Jessie?
What? What if they find out what?
What if they, or I'm sorry, what if I find out that they're not a Patreon fan? And that's, what if...
That would hurt.
What if, Jessie,
that
we,
would
are,
hurt.
We are, you know, 6 months into the relationship, getting married, maybe.
Yeah.
And I see his bank statements, and he's not a Patreon subscriber. Do you know what
that would
do to my psyche?
Low blow. Low blow.
Might as well get an Uber over to my apartment. Knock on my door, spit my face, and leave.
And, you know, I'm sure that was not far off after a confrontation or two. But, yeah, that would hurt. I'll say that. I've been thinking about it on dating apps. Like, I don't even know what to say when they're like, I'll be like, oh, I'm about to record a podcast. Because I'm like, just know from the get, I'm going to talk. I mean? I'm setting the law. And then they'll be like, what's the podcast? And then I think to myself, well, I certainly... can't say no such thing as love because I always talk shit about, you know, anybody.
See, that's interesting.
I
forget. So we both have multiple podcasts.
Yeah. But then I think, oh, I do middle children. But then I also think about the fact, is this a charming woman or is this a woman who's gone off the rails?
I'm like, what kind of fan is this? Is this a fan that needs the real talk like us, like this, or, you know, something a little lighter.
Right. Well, you know, I would be surprised if they make it to the Hallmark.
I mean, if they make it through the Hallmark,
they're getting married.
They might as well be meeting my family.
And honestly, that is what's next.
So, I could use a Texas man. Also, shout out to Lauren Datz.
Yes.
Okay? She runs Stuck in the Middle, the Facebook group that we're talking about.
Yeah.
I guess in theory, if I got married from someone from the group, she would be the one that introduced us.
Yes.
And therefore would officiate. And I know she's got a nice house. She sits outside. She
reads.
Her
backyard? Are you kidding me?
She's got some cute kids. I mean.
She's got kids. The flower girl taken care of.
Yes. Oh, I didn't even think about that. I have the whole setup. I could get married on her farm. She could officiate. You're the best man. Next thing you know, I'm married.
Bada bing, bada
and I'm
bang.
Happy.
You're married. And you're happy. What a life. This could all happen thanks to this podcast.
Wow. Who knows?
Things are looking up.
Oh, Jessie, you know what we should do? I was thinking.
Yeah.
I think we should start with our first segment and we should do a theme of like jobs.
Love.
Okay, guys, it's time for...
It's the embarrassing story of
Okay, so I feel like I have a lot of these.
Oh, great.
Well, so this first one always pops into my head. So when I was serving for a long time, I can't hear very well. I'm convinced I'm going deaf.
Yikes.
Well, not, but you know, I need things to be sometimes when we do this podcast, for example, you guys will be like, your levels are really high. And I'm like, sounded just fine to me. But it's because I'm going again, perhaps deaf. So a lot of times when I would go to a table, I would be like, is everything okay? How is everything so far? And I wouldn't hear the responses, but I would read from their smiling faces. Everything was fine. So I would smile back and say, great, and walk away. And so once I did that and the guy was like, I'm not joking. And I was like, I was like, well, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear what you,
you're not joking about.
And he was like, I said that the soup is absolutely disgusting.
Wow.
And I said, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't
make it.
I didn't hear you before. And he was like, so you just shook your head and said, okay, great, and walked away. And I was like, it's never led me wrong before.
Yeah. Normally what I say. Yeah.
So that was embarrassing. And then...
because he called you out.
He called me out. And that would actually happen quite a bit.
Hung you out to dry.
There was another time I was working in customer service at a grocery store. And this man wanted a rain check, which means there's a sale item we're out of, and so you get a rain check so you can get it the next time you're there.
Okay.
But rules and regulations apply, you can't just get rain checks willy-nilly, so you're only allowed a max of three. He wanted a bunch of them, and I said, I'm sorry, we can only give you three.
Yeah, sorry.
And he just read me for filth. Was very mad, upset. Okay. And so then he leaves. 10 minutes later, a woman comes. She asks, she has the same request.
Okay.
Then I say, I'm sorry, ma'am. It's a three per customer. And she says, okay, thank you so much. And I say, no, thank you so much for being so kind. The last guy absolutely lost his mind. I was in fear of my life. And she said, I didn't think he lost his mind. That was my husband.
Ruh-roh.
And I was like, okay. But then this woman I worked with, Carol, so I was like, what at the time, 20? Carol was like 48.
Yeah.
And she was a good pal.
Yeah.
And she was an icon. And so she overheard the conversation, reached over the counter, grabbed back the ones I had given the wife, and she said, then you don't get any. So that was a redeeming, embarrassing moment for me.
Oh, that's nice. So she took it back. She supported you. I love
Carol
that.
Carol really supported me. Yeah.
I love that. One time, so when I was an assistant at MTV, I'll just call the whole time I worked there truly an embarrassment to be a human. I was a wreck and a half the whole time. So, and I had two bosses. Mm-hmm. One was the devil. And one I forgot was my boss because the other would tell me so much to do constantly. It was a lot. So one time they were like, it's, Beth's birthday. So we need you to throw a party for Beth. Okay. First of all, I don't know who Beth is. I don't know. I don't remember. I have name amnesia. And I'm like, who is Beth? I don't know. Okay. Don't know who Beth is. And then... But they're like, Beth, Beth. I'm like, of course. I'm afraid to ask
Beth,
anything. So I'm like,
of course.
Oh, Beth, my BFF Beth. I'm trying to figure out.
Birthday, sweetie. I knew she was a Capricorn.
I knew she was a Virgo Capricorn. And so I'm like, okay. I'm trying to figure out who the F Beth is. And I can't ask just anyone because I don't know anyone's name. So I'm like, that could be Beth. Like whoever I'm talking to could be Beth, right? I finally identify who Beth is. We've talked maybe twice. But when we talked... She was like, I biked here. And I was, and she was like, I like to bike. Yeah. So I was like, bike. Beth bikes. That's all I know.
I think I've heard this story not on air before, but I think I've heard it before and I'm getting nervous.
Yeah. Well, so I was like, what's the theme of this? My boss was like, Beth. I was like, of course, Beth. Oh, Beth. Like, and I was like, she bikes. They're like, bikes. Yeah. So literally, I throw Beth like a a biking party. I'm like, Beth, who, like, the cake is a bike. Like, there are bikes around. I have pictures of bikes because I don't know what I'm doing. I don't even know how to throw an office party. I've never worked in an office. I don't know the protocol. And I also don't know who Beth is. So Beth to me is a biker and loves bikes. Now, Beth was surprised, as was I, when she came in. And Beth had biked like one time and had just so happened to tell me about it. And I had deemed her the bike girl. Like, I was like, Beth bikes. I told everyone in the office, I was like, well, she bikes. You could get
she's
her a bell.
You know, she's a triathlete.
She's a triathlete.
She knew Lance Armstrong.
Right. She loves Livestrong. And so, like, all of her presents from the office were bike themed. And it was a bike party. And truly, Beth, I mean, Beth didn't bike. But to me, Beth biked.
How did she respond?
She did. She responded very politely. And then I think later, because she didn't think I threw it because my bosses took credit, obviously. And then she was like,
why the fuck do they think I was a bike champion?
Yeah, I was like, please don't tell them. Please don't tell them. They really worked hard and could be fired if you tell them. So just mum's the word. But I'll return the bike stuff and get you cold hard cash.
Like, I can only imagine because I can Jesse. Decorating for a party is definitely a mood.
It is. It's excessive. You know,
she loves a party city.
I do. I love a party city. Oh my God, do I ever. I get really into themes. And so that was a real slap in the face, you could say.
That happened once. So when I worked, I did payroll for a school district when I was like 18, just like a couple days a week. It was my friend worked in the office as well, and it was the worst job I think I've ever had. I hated it so much. And I quit because I said that I had to go back to that my school load was too much or something because I didn't want to do it. Okay, so I did it for like 6 months, and they had a going away party for me. And on the cake, they had written I think it said happy birthday number one, and it was my going away party, and it said happy birthday Chris Brown, and it was the head of HR who was like newer that did it, but I had known her for like 5 months, and I was like
oh God,
that's not my name.
Yeah,
numero uno, numero dos. That what this was also right around the time of the Chris Brown Rihanna thing.
Oh yeah.
So I'm like, you're thinking of the R&B singer that hit Rihanna. That's who Chris Brown is. Also, it's not my birthday. I'm just not working here anymore.
Wow.
And she said, okay, sorry, I'm so busy. And she scurried out. And I never saw her again.
Well, that was me in another life, 100%.
Like, she actually had similar style.
Fashionable.
And she was very like art teachery. Like if you were like you at like, you know, an older age working in an office.
I love that.
And her name was Dottie.
Dottie?
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with that. That could be me, absolutely.
I feel like you actually would probably like her.
I already like her. Reach out, Dottie, if
because she also gave me a birthday card also that said happy birthday Chris Brown on it. And again, I was like, it's not
can't
my
accept
birthday.
This card, unfortunately. Someone wrote in the card, love your music. What do I say? One time I was babysitting. I babysat a lot when I was growing up. That was like one of my businesses. And I worked as like an organizer one time and sort of transitioned into their babysitter. And the mom was, I'll say, a little manipulative. So one time it was like I was organizing or cleaning. She was like, oh my God, like, you know, Lance has a school thing tomorrow where like someone's supposed to come to support him. And I was like, oh no. And they were like, and she's like, but both me and my husband can't go though. And it was like, Oh no. Do you want me to go? Like, I'll totally go. She's like, you'd go? I was like, I'll go. You'll pay me. I'll go. What do I care? Guess what it was, Chris?
What was it?
It was Grandparents' Day.
It
was Grandparents' Day. Okay, so literally I get there. It's like, welcome, grandparents. It's like me and all grandparents, okay? And now don't get me wrong. That is my crowd. That is my demographic. I'm like, I'm making jokes. I'm like, where's my walker, you know? But at the same time, I am
never
like,
felt younger or hotter.
Younger, hotter. Also, because grandparents notoriously build my, they're always like, please tell me there are men knocking at your door. And I'll be like, Bertha, if you can believe I'm
single.
Don't
you love
an
old person?
Can.
The shit old people say to me, I'm like, honey, if I was 10 years younger.
So here I am at Grandparents' Day. And, you know, everyone like has, you know, when we go to the classroom and it's like, this is what they made for their grandparent. He's like presenting to me something he made for his grandparent. I mean, everyone feels awkward because it's like clearly this huge mix up, you know, like,
were the grandparents still alive?
I don't know.
Meanwhile, the grandparents are seeing photos from their friends on Facebook being like, wow, they didn't even tell me.
Yeah, I have no idea. I'm also like, did the mom know it was Grandparents' Day and literally just sort of left that information out and was like, Jesse, we'll figure it out. Maybe it's grandparents and friends. It was literally me and a sea of 7-year-olds and grandparents. And, you know, I've never felt better about myself. You know, I never, but I just remember like every teacher would look at me like, oh, are you dropping off? I'd be like, I think I'm staying. If you're comfortable with it. Like, I'm very...
No, I just look great.
Yeah. I look... A lot of work done. But a little bit every day. So you can't even really tell.
My husband's a plastic surgeon.
Oh, I'm blessed. So yeah, I went to Grandparents' Day.
Okay, I'll do one more. So the whole time that I was serving, all the years, okay, I never really spilled on anyone.
Oh no.
Except, okay, so there's table service and tray service, okay? That's if people use trays. So I hate trays, can't really use them because we started using them like the last year or so I was working there. And so I can hold 4 like margaritas say in one hand. But a tray of it, it's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah.
And so I had to take down to the patio, which is outside of the restaurant, downstairs, mind you, 15 margaritas in an iced tea. So I have a tray with 15 margaritas.
15 margaritas?
And an iced tea, okay? This is an office happy hour.
No.
So I get down the stairs, I have it. I put down all 15 margaritas off this tray, and I'm like, I take a breath of relief.
Yes.
But then I forgot that the fucking iced tea...
The iced tea.
...was still on the tray. And so the iced tea falls off of the tray, lands on top of the head of the table, this man, who I'm assuming was the boss of this office group. Not only does it hit the man, it breaks on the man.
On the man? On...
Yeah, like the iced tea is on him. The glass breaks at some point. So now there's glass, whatever. It's very busy. I'm managing and I see, so there's like 4 servers working and I can see them through all of the busyness, seeing what's happening.
Yeah.
And it looks, the look of horror on everyone's face was just
horror.
And I was like, immediately I'm like, oh my God, I am so, 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 so sorry. It was just black iced tea. It's not going to stain, but there's dryers in the bathroom. I was like, I actually have extra clothes, bizarrely, in the back if you want to borrow them. And the man was, I think, as nice as you would be in that situation. Like, he was very fine about it. And I brought him free margaritas for the rest of the night. He left. Toasted.
Oh, that's good. Toasted.
But, one of the servers working was like, afterwards, was like, you know what it felt like was in, did you watch Orange is the New Black?
Yeah.
She was like, it felt like in the end of Orange is the New Black when the guard goes crazy and like scalps Red and all of the inmates yes. have to watch. She was like, that's what it felt like to watch you do that.
yeah.
And I was like, oh. And
that
then
adds up.
This other table bought me a shot after they left and said, because they saw what happened and they felt bad. So, yeah, that was pretty mortifying.
That's a lot. Also, because people, you're afraid of them snapping. You know, you're afraid of the person who's going to literally, you know, bitch you out and just scare the bejesus out of you. So,
yes, which happened, you know, right. a few times. So,
of course.
And it was a massive, it was, ooh. But anyway,
it was a big table. Wow. But you did it. We recovered. Through those moments, we get stronger. This is a great category. I'm like, ooh, we could do this
go
again.
Go on and on.
Yeah.
But should we move on?
Let's move on for today.
Okay. Let's do.
The middle child of the week.
Now, Jesse, this one is for you. I thought because we're talking about different work things, different work embarrassing stories.
Right.
The middle child of the week is David Letterman. Who?
Wow!
You famously worked for,
famously my first boss.
And so I just wanted to make sure you knew he was a middle, and eventually you will have his career. You'll be more successful
than
David Letterman.
I know that to be true. You know, Dave. By the time I started working there, first of all, anytime I said I worked there, people were like, Be careful. You never know. Like
I forgot about the
intern age, if you will. I was a page at the time, but that was everybody loved to make that joke. And Dave was what I would call, you know, I don't know what he was like before, maybe a little more schmoozy. I don't think he ever said a word to me. And he would actually run past us.
See, I wonder if that is why, because he had the a
candle.
Faux pas, if you will.
I think so. He did not mingle. I mean, he did not mingle with us, and that's fine. That's fine. Paul Schaefer, though, the best.
Why do I know that name?
He would be amazing to smoke with.
There's something about smoking with the celebrity.
Yeah.
I've never done it.
Yeah.
No, that I feel like would be very,
Yes.
Like
I feel like at the, such a moment. And by the end, you're like, I get you. And I will travel with you and I will love you for who you are on the inside. And you don't need to perform for me. Please understand that. And Paul, like once I love your glasses.
Once at the restaurant, Lena Dunham was there and I was like, it was like the really tight, whatever. And I was like, oh, what's the name? And she was like, oh, it's, and I'm like, I'm joking. I know what it is. And she's like, okay, huh? And I was like, oh man, I really probably shouldn't have.
That's a good joke, if you ask me.
I thought it was a good joke too. She acted like I had 15 heads.
Yeah.
Sorry,
and you know,
for trying to have a little fun.
Oh, I'm sorry. I try to make my work-life balance and put a little joy and a little joke coming in your way at your intro. Just your check-in. Imagine your meal, ma'am. Should I call you ma'am, Lena?
I'm going to call you ma'am, okay? What you think? Because you have a primetime show. This was when height of her girl's fame. And
yeah.
I'm like, honey, let me tell you, this isn't going to last forever.
No, you think I don't know every tattoo on your body? Think again, Lena. Okay?
Okay, the whole world does. So shut the fuck up and sit down. Enjoy.
Hopefully she's listening. Lena! who knows? Maybe
who knows?
She is.
She might.
She has a production company. I really think she could help us get some movies on their way, you know, on their feet.
Yeah, well, I'm sure we'll have to I'm sure there's some changes we have to make before Lena Dunham will produce for us.
Interesting.
Let's smoke cigarettes and talk about having rich
sex
parents.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, Jesse, speaking of movies,
Yes.
Should we?
We must.
It's time.
Four.
The Hallmark Movie.
That's right, bitches. Sit the fuck down.
And just strap in.
Yeah, this one's going to be bumpy.
Do you want to start?
Should I start?
I think you start. I feel like I started last time.
It could be true. Okay. Picture this. We open. I'm a high-powered architect.
Okay.
I'm a high-powered architect. First of all, I know math. I know science. I know
math
angles.
Math and science?
Yes.
And angles? You're the type of girl mm-hmm. who learned proofs in math class and said,
yes.
I'm going to remember this.
I know I'll need it again someday. That's what I said. And so your girl is sketching because I'm sketching what I like to call, what do you call proposals? I'm proposing
wow.
a new... Yes, I'm proposing a new complex, okay? Mm-hmm. And the thing about me is mm-hmm. I'm efficient, okay? My father was Rudolph Murphy, okay? Who's that, you ask?
The Rudolph Murphy?
Who invented Murphy beds, okay?
Oh my God.
Famously, he preaches space, you know, you take, you give, you make it what you need. So that's how I grew up. And that's sort of the way I am as an architect, okay?
The Rudolph Murphy. You're the daughter of the Rudolph Murphy.
It's true. I'm Megan Murphy, okay?
Oh my God.
It's Megan Murphy. I'm all about like small spaces, making them work for you. So I'm like really great at cities. I'm also really good at like complexes. I'm really good at like... You know, this is a now thing. This is post-COVID. So I'm like, home offices are important.
Yeah.
It's important that you wake up and you go, oh, I want coffee. And then I want to immediately go to my desk. And that is where my brain is. Because I love to work, Chris. Megan Murphy is working.
It's like a WeWork situation where you live.
Yes. You live at a WeWork.
Which
so that's
they
like,
have, but yours is
they
better.
They have it. Mine is very much better and it's great. So I am getting ready for a big presentation, okay? And you are my interior designer. So we
okay.
work together. Okay, your name is Nigel. No, we've said Nigel. Your name is...
Romaine? So
Romanoff.
I'm thinking for this room, we do a... Yeah. How you say a lobby with a marble and perhaps a you know the accent I actually lost.
Yes,
I've been here for a full year, so the French accent did go away, which is weird.
And every now and then it pops out.
Every now and then, of course, the how yes. you say pops out.
Pop. Beep pop.
Sorry, I'm your interior designer. I just wanted to
right.
intro who I was.
Absolutely. You love marble. You love like luxury. We both do. You know, we know who we are. So we go and it's a big presentation because guess what? We've got to present. We're looking into expanding and, you know, moving towards a place like upstate New York, okay? Mm-hmm. Like we're expanding so that people can live outside the city but also commute in. We get there, the boss is like, you know, we're actually looking at this other area too, in New Hampshire. I'm like, New Hampshire? You're like, New Hampshire.
New Hampshire, New Hampshire?
Yes, and he's like, there's this little town called
Bumblefuck.
And we're both like Bumble.
And he says,
like,
I'm
fuck.
Kidding. It's Bumble.
Fook. It's Bumble Fook. We're like,
Fook.
Oh, okay. He's like, I need you guys to go there because it could be a great location there. You know, there's a really great,
abandoned mall shopping center
there that, you know, could expand, obviously would help the town and the area. I just want you to check it out, do your, you know, due diligence and make sure that where we planned before would be the best place, but we need you out there. So we're like, okay, we're literally going to Bumblefuck. And he's like, it's Bumblefook. And we're like, okay,
Bumblefook
off. So we take the private jet. We're on the way there. And, you know, we're working. We get off the plane. There is...
When we get off the plane, it does look like Christine getting off the plane in season two of Selling Sunset, which is important.
That is so important that you have that visual. I only wear coats as cloaks. Okay. I do not put my arm through. Do not tell me to do that. You understand? Megan doesn't do that.
And she complains about being cold the whole time, but refuses to put the coat actually on.
Oh, to be a cold woman. What a treat. Okay. I'm cold all the time.
And I'm a cold man also. It works out.
We're both so cold. And you actually wear capes.
I wear actual capes.
Yeah.
I wear heels everywhere I go.
Everywhere you go.
And sunglasses, so mostly.
Yes. We get off the plane and there's a little sign that says Murphy and Romaine. Romanoff?
I guess Romanoff.
Yeah, French man. Who knows? So
I don't think Romanoff is a French
man. We walk
name.
Over. It's the mayor. The mayor of the town. She's a sweet older woman. She's like 65. Body you would die for. She's fit. She's lean.
Oh, she looks like
she
Judith
could run
Light.
A marathon. She's Judith Light incarnated.
Ironically, she's played by Judith Light.
Judith Light, which is amazing that we actually were able to book her. So she's like, welcome to Bumblefook. And we're like, thanks. Yeah.
Thank you.
Here we are. She's like, well, we are just so happy to have you. Let's get your bags. Let's get you ready. You're staying at my house. We're like, that's a little close. Is there a hotel in the air? She's like, no, silly. That's why we're hoping you'll come. And we're like, okay.
And I say, I have to go back to plane. I'm going back. And I pretend to go get back on the plane. And you say, he's kidding.
He's kidding. Get over here. So then we go to the house. It's this adorable little house, okay? It's very much a gingerbread house sort of vibe. Like,
oh, wow.
It's cute. It's sweet. It's quaint. We go inside. We put our bags down. We have cute little rooms. We're sharing a bunk bed, which we're both like, okay.
I'll go ahead and take the literal bottom. And you say, I don't want to take the top.
I don't
and I'm
want
like,
the top.
You don't understand. I live in constant fear of being on a top bunk, it collapsing, and you dying beneath it.
Yeah. And I say, okay, I'll take it so that you can sleep easy, and that's fine. I have a fear that I'm just going to roll off and kill myself. So that's...
Well, that's a you problem.
And that's a me problem. So we get there.
Maybe there's like, a baby gate on the top bunk.
There's a baby gate, which
she attaches the gate so that you can't roll off like a child.
Like a child. And I'm like, thank you. So we're in the room, we're unpacking. I'm like, this is bullshit. Okay, Romaine, I'm not staying here. This is stupid. This town has nothing. I don't want our complex to be here. I go storming out to tell her, and Chris, her twin sons, are standing in the living room. When I tell you, they are
no
together. If I put them on top of each other, it's around like 12'4", 12'5", 12'6". Together,
that's like,
they're
what?
About
that's like six. Ooh, six.
Yeah,
6'2", 6'3".
They are toppling over us. Okay, toppling. They are built. They've got beards.
Oh my god!
Oh, the beards they have.
Oh my god.
Okay. Hot.
There's some gray hairs coming in.
We got a little salt and pepper action.
One
maybe.
Has green eyes and one has blue, and that's how you tell them apart.
That's the only thing that's different about their identicalness. And I forget, which color do you prefer?
In this instance, I'm feeling a green.
That's lovely for you. And I notoriously do love blue. So I'm absolutely fine with that. So we walk out. Okay. And I'm like, whoa. And she says, Megan, I'd like you to meet my sons. This is Will and this is Bill. And I say, I love.
So they're both named William.
Is that how? Well,
And
actually, so she says famously, they're both not named William. His real name is Will and his real name is Bill.
Okay.
Sometimes we can't jump to conclusions and then we both go, okay.
America.
America. And she says, I thought it would be fun if the boys took you both around. And I say, well, let me throw on a face and, you know, something more comfortable to be.
And I say, you own something more comfortable than that?
Yeah. And I'm like, shut up, Romaine. Okay. You take over.
And so then we retire to our room. And okay. I say, thank God I brought this. And I pull out a beautiful dress for you to wear.
Oh. Thank you.
And it's beautiful in a, it's not, you find it beautiful, okay? Mm. It's not a dress that I got selfishly. Like, it's not covered in sequins and, you know, all of that. It's a beautiful thinning dress.
Hell yeah. Plunging, it looks very svelte.
Plunging neckline.
Plunging is it. Good
but
for me.
It is cold out, so you also have your shawl. You have your
of course.
Faux fur on as a, as a shawl,
cape,
as a cape
shawl, yeah.
I notoriously am dressed impeccably
to the nines, yeah.
I mean, gold jewelry.
Ooh.
I've already changed the decoration of the room because
oh,
that's
wow,
what
you've
I
already
do.
Redecorated.
And it looks beautiful. And we go downstairs and we say,
yeah,
ready.
Ready.
And so we go down and there's a pickup truck. Okay,
oh
like an
old
timey pickup truck.
Who's okay? getting in that?
And so Will is the green eyes and Bill is
yes.
the blue.
Right.
And so we walk out and I say, there seems to be a transportation vehicle for farm animals here.
Yeah.
And they're like, haha, it's for us. Okay, it's like a hayride, is what
oh
it is.
God.
It looks like a hayride.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is Chanel.
Yeah.
And the green-eyed one says, is it? And I say, okay. Game on.
Game on.
This is what we call a turn of events.
Yes.
And
yay.
No, it is not Chanel. Mom. I could never afford Chanel, and I did not even know that you would know what it was.
I didn't peg you for a man who would know.
And he says, I know Chanel. I used to work in Paris for many years. I
goodbye.
Worked in design for Balenciaga, and also I'm close personal friends with Dolce from Dolce & Gabbana. And I'm like,
you both then exclusively have a conversation in French, your native tongue, and where he lived.
Je m'appelle aussi Balenciaga.
Oui, oui, oui. Yes, je m'appelle. Je
oh yeah, je ne voulais plus de ce, how you say piano, c'est pour Dolce & Gabbana. And so,
so forth and so forth.
We're going on in French. Naturally. And you turn to Bill and you say, I've never actually heard him speak French before. I thought this was a lie the whole time.
Yeah.
And Bill says, what? And you're like, what? And he says, I've never been to France either, but I would like to go. I would like to travel. And you say, oh yeah, I like traveling too. He's like, it's always been a dream of mine to go to, and you say at the same time, Alaska. Ready? I've always wanted to go to Alaska.
Oh.
You don't mean
no
a lot
one
of-
ever says that.
Sorry.
No one ever says that. You don't meet a lot of people who say Alaska.
I know. I always wanted to do one of the Alaskan cruises for my honeymoon someday.
Oh, that, yeah, me too.
Oh, so you're engaged?
What? No. Oh. I mean, not current. I'm not. I've actually never been engaged, so
oh.
I don't even know my ring size. I think it's a really 7 small, or an 8.
Probably smaller.
Thank you for that. Yeah, I think it is too. Thank you. I've been working a lot, so.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. What do you do, Will? Bill, I meant?
I own a chain of
say it.
Slaughterhouses.
Oh.
Well, I did. I got rid of it because I felt I inherited it from my father. He was Hormel from like Hormel meats. But I actually am a vegetarian, so I switched it over and now I make I produce purses. I produce you know, fun purses.
Like, stop it.
Like ones that look like books or
no.
Like we have one that looks like a bumblebee, like a bunch of things like that.
And I tell him, I say, I collect weird purses. That's like sort of my thing.
What?
Like I'm very obviously fashionable, composed. Like I have a very strict style, but I also have this really like fun accessory, like sort of thing about me. It's very artist motif, je ne sais pas, you know?
Yeah. That well, so did that my, that's what Cheryl also, she was, well, my ex.
Oh, you've been married.
Fiance. We were engaged.
Oh,
she,
sorry.
Yeah, she also collected those. She was an art teacher.
Oh.
An art teacher who likes to sleep with science teachers, apparently, because
I always say teachers, you know, male teachers are, you know, the kryptonite, and I think they're all scamming us. And, you know,
yeah,
find me
totally.
A teacher that's a man teaching history or English, and I hate them all.
Yeah. I mean, it was a female teacher, but.
Oh, and then I apologize. And good for her. I mean, if she needs to sort of go down
yeah,
that.
Yeah, good for her. Good for her for cheating on me just because.
No. Oh, sorry. Not that part, obviously. I just meant like she obviously had a part of her that she wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
Honest about, and that, you know, better than the, to do
you know
with
we
them
don't
than,
really have to do
okay
so what
I,
kind
yeah.
of purses do you
I you know I like the yeah objects like I said food I'm in the market of buying a couch purse I am
a couch purse
it's
that
a
happens
purse
to be my special I know what it is it's a purse that looks
it's
like
your
a
specialty?
Couch
exactly
yeah if you lift up the cushions that's where you can put things.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You make them? I love a man who makes things with his hands.
Well,
I don't
always
want it to be weird, but, you know.
Mm. I mean, we could stop by the factory and
I would love.
Check it out. What brings you guys in town?
Oh, so we're actually from a architectural firm. We're looking to build our newest complex, which is a work life complex living situation, and you know, it'll obviously bring a lot of people to your town and jobs and business and sort of you know life to the town. It'll expand the town if the complex is right for here. I don't know if it is yet, and I don't know if you know, because this is I would describe Bumblefook as a smaller town, smaller in size and sort of smaller in occupants if I were a guessing gal, you know. So
yeah, it's definitely pretty small. There's only
small.
I think 20 people that live in Bumblefook proper.
No.
Yeah, so this I'm here because
why are you here?
Oh, well, my mom, you know, owns the She's the mayor. She owns
mayor,
the house
right.
in town. I grew up here. I grew up in Bumblefook. My roots are in Bumblefook, you know? It's my brother and I
roots.
Would throw around the pigskin and, you know,
oh.
go to poetry readings. And also, we did baseball and theater. We were very...
Can I tell you something interesting? It's not that
interesting.
You can interesting,
try.
But... I like baseball players. Notoriously, I find your uniform the cutest. And I think I have a good arm is what I'm saying. Could we throw a ball together, perhaps? I think I could. I've been like to think I'm a woman that looks good with a ponytail and a baseball hat. And I've always wanted
to. I don't still play baseball. Do you think that I meant that I was still playing baseball?
A lot of adults.
Do they?
Play on.
There's 20 people that live in the town who. We don't have any rec leagues.
Well, growing up, how did you play?
Growing up, there was people that lived here. Everyone's left. That's the problem.
Oh, everyone's left. Okay.
When the shopping center closed down, the work dried up. You know, everyone left. You bringing this place back really depends on the future of Bumblefook and the future of Will and Bill, you know, because.
Oh.
I might have to go back to Chicago.
The Windy City?
The Windy City, because. That's where the people love fun purses.
Fun purses, yeah.
Chicago, they love Great Lake themed purses, and
you make a lake themed purse.
It looks like a lake. It has reflections on the outside. Yeah.
Wow.
But anyway, I'm really excited for you guys to check out the town. And yeah. I hope you deem it worthy of your big city help and attitude.
Got it. Romaine, could I chat with you for a quick sec?
Un moment, but un moment, merci.
Yes, Romaine.
Yeah, what's
this
up?
This town like really needs the complex. I think that, you know, when I came in, I think both of us were a little negative towards it, but I mean, what are we going to do?
I want to fuck this guy too.
I know. Right. And that's not what I meant fully, but
I think that is what you meant.
Well, I was trying to.
You haven't dated since what, Michael?
Please don't say his name. Please don't say.
Well, just, sorry.
Megan.
Megan.
Megan Murphy.
Old Megan Murphy.
It's Megan Murphy.
Top of the morning to you. Sorry, I know I shouldn't make fun of your Irish heritage.
It's all right.
You need to get past Michael, okay? Just because he cheated on you with all of your cousins doesn't mean all men are bad.
I have 18 cousins, okay? And he fooked every single one. And you know what? It just hurt. It really did. And yeah, I don't trust people as much. Okay, yeah, sure. We know that.
Well,
and
yeah,
I threw myself into work.
In your defense, all those cousins are whores, and so was he.
I know.
It was all on the same day. That's crazy.
It was disgusting. I really find him repulsive.
You got tested, right?
I didn't sleep with him after that.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah.
But who knows what he was doing before we found out, you know?
True. I've been tested. Thank you for asking.
Okay, cool. Here's the thing, though, about the town is that it's pretty fucking bad. And sometimes you just have to let bygones be bygones. I could have a bulldozer in here in 10 minutes. We say we don't know what happened.
No, I don't think that's the way.
I mean.
And then I go, oh, my God.
What?
And you go, what? And I go, turn around. You turn around. Bill has a horse and sleigh.
Oh, my God.
Okay. He has a horse and sleigh. And he's like, Romaine, get on. And I'm like,
it's Will, I think, that has the horse and sleigh.
That's what I meant. Will, your guy, has a horse and sleigh. And he's pulled up and surprised you.
Oh, my God. And oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. Which is, you know, my favorite
song,
Christmas carol of all time. And I think he has a thing of hot cocoa also.
He's got two things of hot cocoa. He's got a fur blanket. He's got somebody who's driving it. Who is his mother, the mayor.
Okay.
And just kidding. No one's driving.
I say, I guess I'm not getting blown on this thing.
No. He's steering it and he's like, get on. And I'm like, get on.
So I get on. And he dumps my cocoa into a martini glass. The thrill of hope.
Yeah.
The weary world rejoices. And we're taking off. We're going off into the moonlight.
Yeah, you are. You really are.
Should we have a conversation?
I think we should.
This is really romantic. I'm sorry. I mean, this is a really good tour.
No, I, it's really funny. I feel like I've been shut off for years and you've sort of awoken a side of me. And
what side is that?
My sort of romantic side.
Oh, this is a lot. I thought I was
Let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. Have you ever been blown in a sleigh?
Yeah, actually, but never while it was snowing.
Well, then you take the reins.
I feel like maybe we should get to know each other a little bit more first.
Oh, okay. Yeah, if that makes you comfortable.
I just don't want this to be a one and done kind of situation.
100%. Whatever makes you comfortable.
But I mean, definitely that's still on the table. Just
have you been hurt?
Oh, countless times. I mean, I have a knife in my pocket just in case at all times.
Well, that's smart. I have a knife in my pocket too.
Well, that makes me uncomfortable. If you could go ahead and throw that from the sleigh.
Okay, sure.
Okay, great. Is that a gun also? Please throw that as well.
Okay, sorry. It's just, it's Bumblefook. You never know.
Okay, cool. So what's your deal? Why are you here? Why are you in this town? My cohort back there, Megan, she thinks we should try to save the town. And only my design, really. I mean, her buildings without my design might as well just be, you know. Trash.
Oh yeah.
So
why? Well,
do you want me to stay, or did you just want to blow me on the sled?
I'd love for you to stay. Are you kidding? I don't know if I told you what I do.
What do you do?
I make furs.
Real ones?
For coats. Yeah. It's, you know, notoriously, my father was a meat.
I did hear your brother saying he used to own the Hormel Bacon Factory. So you would take the cow and pig hides and make furs out of those?
And I would take the hides and make fur and leather.
Out of pigs.
Out of that. But we don't do that anymore because we famously have become environmentally conscious and animal friendly. And so it is a faux fur, but this blanket that
I can get on board with.
Yeah, feel this blanket on our lap. Can you believe this is faux?
Oh my God, are you hard?
I am, yes.
Okay.
Are you?
Well, I am now that I heard that I'm going to get a discount on faux furs.
Good.
Listen, I'm ready to design the shit out of this town. So I guess we'll see what Megan decides. You know, are you looking for something serious, or?
I'm looking for my forever.
Oh my God. Check, please. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. I also am looking for, I always say, this is going to sound a little silly, but I always say, I wish that I don't want to date. I just wish I was married already for 5 years.
I say that too.
Like in the last 5 years, you know?
Oh.
Jamie is over and Jamie is done. Do you think I'm good at singing or?
I actually think you're a beautiful singer.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Jamie has forgotten about to move on.
Jamie is
ended and Jamie is gone.
And I am still hurting. Oh, that song was actually about me.
Can I kiss you?
I don't know. Can you?
And then I do it.
I guess you can.
I guess you can.
Okay, wow. Because what a romantic scene. So then the...
We love that.
The sun sets on them. We rise back up to you waking up in a bunk bed alone.
Love. With the kid lock on. Okay,
with the kid lock on, you get stuck a little. And you're like,
yeah,
Romaine, get me out of here. And you look and I'm not there.
You're not even fucking there.
And we know where I am, okay?
You're fucking elsewhere, absolutely.
And so you're like freaking out because you're stuck and you're hitting the thing. And then that's when Bill comes in and he's like, can I give you a hand? And he's already ready for the day, you know?
He's ready for the day.
He's dressed, showered, looking spry and spry. Good.
And you know what he does? He helps me down the way a princess would. So he grabs my waist and lowers me. You know when they lower you? Now, this is, I've never actually been lifted above, you know, 2 inches above the ground, but let's pretend this was happening. Mm-hmm. And he does this thing where it's like lift, 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 and then muscles bulging, slow pass of the face. You know what I'm saying? It's so slow, Chris. You could bake bacon. You know what I'm saying? You could
you
put it
put
on
bacon
a skillet
on the pot at the beginning of the whole thing.
Yes.
And by the time you're on the ground, the bacon is crispy.
Truly, it is so slow, Chris, and it's the lip tension, it's close, and it's just, but we're passing in the night, okay? But it's morning. But the point is, it's a slow lift down, okay?
And there's definitely like a moment there, and tension, then he says, we have to go over and check out the new place. So you guys go to the place, the old abandoned store.
Ah, got it.
And on the way there, he says something that gives you pause.
Uh-oh.
So tell me about your last relationship.
Oh! Did Romaine tell you, or?
Tell me what?
You know, it feels like lifetimes ago. And, you know, we had a good thing. And then, you know, it ended. And
I cheated on my ex.
You cheated?
Yeah, I just felt like I had to tell you that. I haven't dated anyone since.
I thought you said she cheated. You cheated too?
Did I say that?
Yeah, you said that she got with the science teacher or something.
Oh, she did. That was an ex-fiance. I dated someone briefly after her, and I did slip up, and I just feel so guilty about it that I needed to tell you.
Oh. Well, the good news is... yeah, that's pretty much my trigger warning because my ex cheated on me with every cousin I have. Every single one at the same time, or at least consecutively.
Didn't you say that you had 18 cousins?
I did. Thank you for remembering the details.
Males and females?
He had a real fun time.
God, Thanksgiving must be awkward.
It is. It's very awkward now because 19 of us are eating in separate rooms. So luckily my aunt has a massive home, but it is uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable. Did I mention he married one of them?
Oh, wow. No, sorry.
So he is in my family now forever, which is exciting for no one.
So,
gosh.
I hope this doesn't affect, I hope that you still want to, you know, fix up the, make this building. I want you to still do this job and save us, you know, and I hope that we, I hope this doesn't, listen, I have feelings for you. I don't know how you're feeling.
I'm not feeling good anymore.
Okay.
I'm freaking out. I'm freaking out.
Are you
this
sure?
This is not good. Am I? Yeah. Am I sure I'm freaking out?
I just, listen, I was in a really dark place.
Okay.
And how can I prove to you that I, if I can't, like, do you have feelings or not?
You know, and, I had feelings for Michael too.
Well, this is gonna, so basically this argument, it goes on, right?
And it goes, and I think this is the breaking point where she's like, I gotta get the fuck out of Bumblefook.
So that is what happens, okay?
Yeah.
And then you come back to the house and I announce that Romaine and I are getting married.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
we're getting married and it's happening in a couple of days, before Christmas. And
oh my God.
you don't know what to do because whatever. And I'm like, why don't you just think about a plan to save the town? And you say, I'm not saving this town. I'm getting out
I'm
of here.
I'm not saving the town. I'm getting the hell out of Bumblefook.
So we go to commercial. We come back. It is the day of the wedding.
Wow.
We're getting ready. We're getting ready. I'm getting ready to walk down the aisle. I'm wearing a beautiful gown.
With a fur cape.
The whole dress is actually polar bear.
I'm obsessed. Faux polar bear. Obsessed. Okay.
Like full Obsused. Polar bear with the head even like Lady Gaga Bad Romance.
Yes.
It is fierce. I have
fierce.
I mean, boots to the gods. My wig is just like.
Is stunning.
Towering.
Towering.
With icicles hanging off of it. I mean, it's stunning.
It's very Ice Queen themed, which we love. Yes. Yeah.
And you see Bill and you're like, hello. Yeah. And he's like, hello. Ooh, it's very awkward. Yeah. The wedding is beautiful. Awkward. Okay. Romaine and I, it's stunning. So stunning. We're at the reception. And
you are Romaine.
I'm sorry?
You are Romaine.
I am Romaine.
You said Romaine and I.
I'm not Romaine.
Who's Romaine?
Am I Romaine? Oh, I'm Romaine.
Right.
So Will and I. Will and exactly. Will and Romaine. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful ceremony. You're not having fun.
No.
You're sitting at the table, you're picking
I'm
out a piece
I'm seeing all your
cake.
Cousins and I'm like, cousins, trigger warning.
Exactly. Okay. And Bill comes over, he tries talking to you. You say, I don't want to deal with this right now.
I can't.
And he says, well, I guess I'm going to say goodbye because the town, we can't save the town. So I have to go back. And
oh my God.
You hand him an envelope, a big envelope.
Okay.
And you say, I'm sorry about what we could have prevented. Okay. And then you start walking away. He opens the envelope. It is thorough blueprints on a building to build the town, and you have all the contractors' numbers attached. You've given him a step-by-step guide. Okay? I conveniently have decided to move to Bumblefook.
Yeah.
So you start leaving. You're walking. Yeah. The whole town is at the wedding, okay? So
absolutely.
You walk out. It's snowing. Silent night, holy night.
Yeah.
All is calm, all is bright round yon. And then he says, wait, Megan.
Yeah.
Megan.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I didn't think you heard me.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't have to do all of this.
I wanted to.
I want you to stay. I need you to stay.
In Bumblefook?
Listen, I can tell you want a family and you don't want to go back to a bustling city. And I promise, just because your one ex had sex with all 19 of your cousins does not mean I will, okay? I cheated because I was 18. Weak.
Well, right.
Okay, whatever you say. I heard 19 from Will, but...
Romaine? Fuck him.
He said that just because one is also your aunt, it doesn't mean it doesn't count. But anyway, I just think that you should stay and let's start over, okay? I know that you feel this way too.
And I say, you know what? Fook it! Bumble fook it is! And I give him a big kiss.
Oh my God, and it is sexy too.
It's a sexy kiss.
It's like a really good kiss.
We splurge for cameras that rotate around at that moment.
Yes.
So it is a 360
kiss. That's where
kiss.
Most of our budget goes.
It's a great kiss. We get that 360 angle, which everyone's 90, really
90% of the film budget went to my wedding gown and those cameras.
Yep.
Kiss, kiss, kiss. We cut back. Okay, it's a year later.
Okay, a year later.
We're standing outside of a beautiful complex shopping center. Town is bustling, okay?
Yeah.
And there's on the outs a ribbon, a red ribbon with a bow.
Yeah.
Grand opening.
Wow.
I say, why don't you do the honors and I hand you the scissors and you are holding your belly and you're pregnant.
I'm pregnant.
And I'm holding a baby and I say, I'm so glad that we adopted.
Oh.
Yeah. And we cut the grand opening ribbon and we all kiss. And
we all kiss.
I turn to you and I say, can you believe we settled down in Bumblefook?
Yeah.
And you say,
why the fook not?
And then that's the end.
And it's called Fookin' in Bumblefook.
I think it's just called Bumble What?
Yeah, Bumble What.
Or something like that.
Yeah, I like that.
Wow. I like this one because I get to wear
that's
a big
a great one.
Gown at the end.
And you get a sleigh ride.
And I get head in a sleigh ride.
I mean, that's unbelievable. Can you imagine?
Can
snow
you? No,
falling
I can't.
On your face?
I can't imagine it's snow on my face. I can't imagine being in a sleigh and I can't imagine getting head. So all three.
Yeah. It's just unbelievable
it's
at a
unbelievable.
Time like this.
Speaking of unbelievable, Jesse, let's move on to our final segment.
Let's do it.
It's time for
Praise to the Praises, yeah.
Okay, guys, we have broken the 700 threshold for reviews, okay, which we love and appreciate so much. Help us get to 1,000.
We got to get to 1,000.
If we get to 1,000, guys, if we get to 10,000.
Oh, wait.
If we get to 10,000, I will get a tattoo of something.
Okay, love that.
Maybe a little Christmas tree, something Hallmarky. If we get to 10,000 subscribers on Patreon, I will get the Hallmark Channel logo tattooed on me.
Obsessed. If we get to 1,000 reviews, I will... What's something interesting? I will.
She will go on a virtual date with whoever the Facebook group decides.
Yes. Done.
Okay, so you hear that, guys? If we get to 1,000, Jesse will go on a date with whoever you all collectively decide she should go on a virtual date with.
Yeah, whatever gay man wins on Facebook.
Well, you can like bring in a cousin or something.
Bring in a cousin. I beg of you, bring in a cousin.
You know, Will, William.
Will.
you know, my feelings on that, but I would give it my blessing because now I have my Texas man.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, guys, this review comes from someone. It says GDK82. So we're going to call them Goofy.
Goofy.
5 stars. You need this show in your life. Okay. Wow. I cannot say enough about how great the show is. The LOL moments are guaranteed. I even look forward to listening to the credits for the perfected NPR voices of Jesse and Chris. Every piece of this pod is worth a listen, from jingles to harmonizing hosts, and most of all, the embarrassing stories. Aww. Praise to the praises, yeah. Signed, Mrs. Proud Midler. And you know what I realized when she signed Mrs. Proud Midler?
Bette
Midler.
I know.
Oh my God. Do you know that's probably where her name comes from?
Well, of course it did.
They said, she's going to be a star. Let's give her the last name.
Of a star.
Of a star. Of a middle child.
A legend. Legendary. And Goofy, Bish, you legendary. Okay?
I mean, truly.
Truly. You roll into the movies with enough popcorn and milk duds for the whole aisle.
I mean, and
whole row.
You bring in, like, you sneak in the French fries, you know? Like, you sneak things into the movie for other people.
Hell yeah.
And Goofy, you're just the type of person who remembers song lyrics without even having to try. Okay? You're an icon is what you are.
You're an icon. You're a great driver. I can see that. You know what I'm saying? Let me tell you something, Chris. She doesn't turn without her blinker on.
She doesn't turn.
She doesn't even know how. It's like the hand and then I go. She just is loves.
She even
blinker.
Gives, if she's on a bike, she raises her arm out the window. So, you know, or
square or straight, so you know. And she does a lot of waving. Always waves. Thank you.
Loves a thank you wave.
She loves a thank you wave. Who doesn't? And when you see her, you start smiling and you don't even know why.
And you say, why am I smiling? Is it because of the energy off of that amazing person? I think that's why.
Off of that Midler. And the answer is, yeah, it is.
And that's why we love you, Goofy. And guys,
we love
all of you, okay? And
yes,
you love us. Here's what you can do.
Yeah.
Number one, you can join the do you have a pen? Okay. You're going to write these down. Okay.
Okay. I'll write this down.
Number one, you are going to join Stuck in the Middle on Facebook.
Yes.
Okay. That's where Jesse and I, that's our new dating pool. That's our new dating app.
Get over there.
Men are far and few between, and straight men are even more far and few between, but that's what we're doing. Number two, follow us on Instagram, Middle Children Podcast. Number three, we have a live show coming up. Okay, guys, so what's today? Today is Monday the 31st, so the live show is on Wednesday. Okay?
Wednesday.
2 days from now. So what you're going to do, you're going to go on Stuck in the Middle. There's an event in there, okay? You're going to click on it. You're going to buy tickets. People have been asking, what if I'm not available at the time? If you buy the ticket beforehand, you will have access to that link, okay? And you will be able to watch it.
At your leisure.
And as always, if you want more episodes, join our Patreon, patreon.com/middlechildren. And until then, you know, live every day like you're an older.
We love you. Bye.
The Middle Children.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rude.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.